Maharaj, who had obtained the soldiers of King Indra, and who was situated in the post of Indra. Translation. Thereafter, Bali Maharaj, who was occupying the seat of King Indra, could see the lower planetary systems, such as Rasatala, on the soles of the feet of the Lord's universal form. He saw on the Lord's feet the surface of the globe, on the surface of his calves, all the mountains, on his knees, the various birds, and on his thighs, the varieties of air. Responsibly, please repeat. Thereafter, Bali Maharaj, who was occupying the seat of King Indra, could see the lower planetary systems, such as Rasatala, on the soles of the feet of the Lord's universal form. He saw on the Lord's feet the surface of the globe, on the surface of his calves, all the mountains, on his knees, the various birds, and on his thighs, the varieties of air. Report by Srila Prabhupada. The universal situation is described herein in regard to the complete constitution of the Lord's gigantic universal form. The study of this universal form begins from the soul. Above the soles are the feet. Above the feet are the calves. Above the calves are the knees. And above the knees are the thighs. Thus, the parts of the universal body, one after another, are described herein. The knees are the place of the birds, and above that are varieties of air. The birds can fly over the mountains, and above the birds are varieties of air. Rasama chastang ritaleta padayor mahim mahidran purushasya jangayo patatrino jani vishwamurter urvorgana marutam indrasena. Thereafter, Bali Maharaj, who was occupying the seat of King Indra, could see the lower planetary systems such as Rasatala on the soles of the feet of the Lord's universal form. He saw on the Lord's feet the surface of the globe, on the surface of his calves all the mountains, on his knees the various birds, and on his thighs the varieties of air. So here we find Bali Maharaj, who is occupying the seat of King Indra. This is something that is not directly there in the Sanskrit per se, Indrasena, but it is emphasized by Srila Prabhupada. Throughout the universe, we find that there is hierarchy. There are lower and there are higher planetary systems. And the higher planetary systems are characterized by personalities who have undergone austerity and who have in some way or another rendered devotional service to the Lord and have thus been awarded with a position of responsibility in executing the will of the Lord within the material world. Srila Prabhupada often used to state that one of his biggest goals was to defeat the communist ideology which is prevalent at this particular time in Kali Yuga. And of course, the communist mentality or endeavor, attempt, is to make a classless society. And the nature of their attempt is not to bring everyone up to a higher standard of classlessness, but they want to drag everyone down to the lowest common denominator. And this is, neither is it possible, which we have seen, communism actually has failed, and neither is it proper, because within the material world, everyone is occupying a particular body because of his purva karma, according to his activities, and especially according to his mentality. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam syajati ante kalevaram. According to his mind's desire, at the time of death, he gets another material body in his next life. Yanti deva vratha devan pitrin vranti pitra vratha yanti bhutani bhutesha yanti mas yajino pima. Krishna says that if you worship the devatas, then you go to the planet of the devatas. If you worship the ghosts and spirits, then you go to the planet of ghosts and spirits, or you become a ghost, or the forefathers, whatever. The emphasis is upon developing a spiritual mentality, a spiritual mood. And when one has such a mentality, then at the time of death, he can remember Krishna and go back to Krishna. All of our activities will be tested at the time of death. And we alone are responsible. You can't keep a sheet of 10 different excuses why you couldn't develop the right mentality for serving the Lord. Your heart must be cleansed. Your mind must be purified, and you must be fully surrendered. There is no room for a dualistic mind. There is no room for lack of surrender, even a tinge of that. In fact, somehow or other we've come to this material world, although we were in the spiritual world, we have come to this material world, and the only way we can explain it is that somehow or other we developed the wrong mentality. We developed envy of Krishna, we developed the desire to become Krishna, to become the controller, or whatever. So, the goal of our spiritual lives is to create within our own minds and heart this submissive, humble mood of devotion. We know Kauntea Pratijanini Name Bhakta Pranashati that there is no need for fearing. There are four activities: eating, sleeping, mating, and defending or fearing. So externally we can control or regulate our eating, sleeping, and mating. But fearing is something that takes place in the mind. And we may even externally be able to make a show of, or not necessarily make a show, but control our eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. If we don't have that firm faith that Krishna will protect us, Krishna is the supreme controller, that not a blade of grass can move without Krishna's arrangement, Ishwara Sarva Bhutanam Videche Arjuna Tishtati Brahmayan Sarva Bhutani Yantra Rudani Mayaya. Brahmayan Sarva Bhutani, Krishna is directing the wanderings of all living beings from Brahmaloka to Pataloka, everywhere. Everything is controlled by Krishna directly or indirectly through his expansions, Parasya Shaktaya Vividaiva Shruyate. He has multifarious energies. But we know that whatever happens in this world, it is happening by the arrangement of the Lord. Hanumanta Upadrashtam. He's the overseer and the permitter. Therefore, we have to have the faith. Faith is very, very important in spiritual life because, practically speaking, as we've discussed earlier, we are anu, we are very small. Krishna's vibhu. It is impossible for us to understand how Krishna is working. It is impossible for us to see Krishna's timeline, what he is doing and how he is doing in how much time. We know something about his goal. Krishna wants us all to go back to Godhead. He wants to, more than we want, Krishna is so kind, he wants all of us to go back to Godhead, and he's calling, Tamasi Ma Jyotirgama, come out of darkness. And he's sending his representatives, spiritual master, he's coming himself in so many incarnations, he's accompanying us in all of our foolish bodies that we take in all of our foolish desires that create bodies for us to languor, to be here in this material world. We don't belong here. We're suffering. So much we're suffering. Adi daivik, adi bhautik, adi atmik klesha. All kinds of miseries. Krishna wants us to come back home. And he's making every endeavor. But ultimately, it is up to us. Krishna will never force us unless we develop the desire to go back home. There is a plan, a perfect plan. There is a strategy, a method, a sadhana. But we have to have the faith, shraddha, and nishtha, ultimately. Our faith has to grow more and more that sarva karma krita hoy. Everything will be done perfectly if we just surrendered to the Lord. And in order to create that move within us, the spiritual master gives us service. He gives us devotional service, and he gives us association of different Vaishnavas. And it is up to us to act on the order of the spiritual master in an interdependent relationship. In other words, it is also not possible for us, especially in this Kali Yuga, to achieve that mood of humble submission and surrender without interacting with other Vaishnavas. We can never go off to the Himalayas and come to the perfect standard, come to the right conclusion. We need the association of Vaishnavas. And in order to help us, the Lord has created a hierarchy within spiritual association. Now, a materialistic man would look at such a hierarchy, especially a communistic materialistic man, and he would think that this is just an arrangement for the managers or the leaders or the king or whoever it is to exploit the lower, less fortunate Johnny come latelys or people who come after. For example, within the Krishna consciousness movement, devotees like we have His Holiness Satsarupa Goswami. Now, he is Srila Prabhupada's one of his very first disciples. Or we have His Holiness Mukunda Maharaj, who literally was in the very first group of initiated disciples by Srila Prabhupada. So, if someone studies the devotional service of any of these great souls, one might be able to compare their achievements to other Vaishnavas and say, well, this other Vaishnava has achieved more. He's sold more books, or he's opened more temples, or whatever it is. But quantity, as important as it is, we do want quantity. We certainly want to see that as many people in the material world are liberated as possible. But in ethics, it is stated that one, in order to have fulfillment in an experience in one's life, one has to do the right thing. You have to do the right thing in the right way for the right reason. In other words, if you do the right thing for the wrong reason, then the experience is wrong. In other words, if we practice devotional service for gaining name and fame and profit, etc., and it can happen, we're not completely free of our conditioning. And it has happened throughout history. We've seen that people can exploit even a spiritual institution for their own facilities, their own material ambitions. So the right thing must be done for the right reason, in the right way, at the right time, in order to have quality. What I'm emphasizing on is quality of experience. Now, He had quantity. He had conquered all the demigods. He had shown his prowess. He was undoubtedly the most powerful warrior within the universe. But finally he realized that and was prepared to sacrifice that quantity for a quality relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was prepared to give up everything to develop the right mood of submission and surrender to the Lord. And he had full faith that he would not be bereft of anything. Even though initially it looked like he was headed towards some kind of defeat. In fact, he was bound up with ropes and he was humiliated in so many ways. And yet nevertheless, he had faith that his choice of surrendering everything to the Lord and developing that proper mood was the right thing to do. Tadvidi pranipatena pariparshnena sevaya ubadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshina. Everywhere it is recommended in the Shastra that this mood of submission and surrender to the discipling succession is very important. We see many examples in our own line also. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji was illiterate. He could not read or write. He couldn't sign his own name. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur considered that his son, who later became Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, but under his father, Bimal Prasad, he considered that for his son was very educated. In fact, he was known as a walking encyclopedia. He was he had such a brain. Could remember anything, and he was widely versed, widely read. He was offered an honorary degree at the University of Calcutta, although he had no formal education in the university as such. But he was so brilliant. No one could defeat him practically in debate. He was feared, even. Bhaktisiddhanta was sent by his father to submit himself as a disciple at the lotus feet of an illiterate, seemingly illiterate Vaishnava. Of course, Gaur Kishore was very advanced in humility, submission to the holy name. He was very advanced in attachment to the holy name. He was very pure, and just that association was very, very important, to have association with someone who in the hierarchy was senior to Bhaktisiddhanta, even though he was probably, in one sense, Bhaktisiddhanta, we now know that he was literally a ray of Vishnu. He was an empowered incarnation. So the disciplic succession is there all the way from Krishna down to one's mother and father. A young boy, a young girl get up in the morning and they go to their mother and father and touch their feet. Why? Because it helps them to develop a mood of surrender and submission. So we very much need this parampara system. And we have to very much protect. There is a tendency to be influenced by materialistic ideas, and above all else, more important than any material achievement, building any big temple or acquiring a lot of money or having material opulence, those things are insignificant in comparison to developing purity in our heart. We know that if we do develop purity in Krishna consciousness, there is a good chance Krishna will bestow upon us Tatra Shir Vijaya Bhutir Dhruva Nindir Matir Mama, victory, opulence, etc. But we see that atheistic people also get material opulence. So it doesn't necessarily follow wherever there is opulence, there is always Krishna and Arjuna. It's not stated like that. It's stated that wherever you have Krishna and Arjuna and Krishna consciousness, there will be success. And even that success may not be in the form of material opulence. It may be in the form of many wonderful devotees. So it's very important for us, for our own salvation, to be able to practice devotional service in an environment where there is proper Vaishnava love and affection and respect for our different levels of hierarchy. The highest level in our hierarchy is Krishna. And Krishna makes it very clear that one who says he is my devotee is not my devotee. Someone may think that because he's directly worshiping the deity, that, and he's worshiping the deity nicely, but he's neglecting the other Vaishnavas. He may think that he's very advanced, but he's categorized as a Kanishtha Adhikari. The main distinction of a Kanishtha Adhikari is that he worships the deity, but he doesn't worship the Vaishnavas. So this whole process is a great science, and we should study the essence and try to establish that somehow or other. Otherwise, it will be very, very difficult for us to make spiritual advancement. We may achieve many other things, but we'll actually be growing weeds rather than watering the creeper of devotional service. Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Vidam Vidhi Aikandhi Ki Harel Bhakti Utpat Yaiva Kalpate. The Utpat, simply a disturbance. If we try to create a new process, or if we don't stick to the pure Vaishnava essence which has been followed since time immemorial in our own mind, and the way that Srila Prabhupada taught us, one can study the Vedas and become very expert in study of the Vedas. Yavanartha Udapane Sarvatasam Prutodake. But Brahmanasya Vijanata, you can achieve the benefit of going through all the Vedas by receiving the essence, by receiving the knowledge from Krishna's pure devotee and by following that. So we have to make very sure that we don't speculate or concoct or create something new, but we follow the process given to us by Srila Prabhupada and as exhibited here by Bali Maharaj. We want a quality experience of devotional service, and we don't need to worry for anything. The material side, the facilities, etc., they will be provided by the Lord as we deserve them, as we surrender more and more. For example, as I started out, the different planetary systems are occupied by devotees who have achieved that post because of their devotional service. And Krishna himself has created this system of parampara. He tells Arjuna that Imam Vibhasate Yogam Prasavam Avyayam. I have created a system of parampara, and so the way to please Krishna is to go through the parampara and not try to jump over or whatever. So the mood is very important, the quality is very important, and all other results will follow if we create the right mood. So certainly all of us should endeavor to create the right mood of devotion, submission, surrender, etc., and have faith that Krishna is the supreme controller. Then we can be all happy at Hare Krishna land. I'm sure we all want to be happy and peaceful. I know we all want that, but we should look carefully at the process by which we achieve it. And if we do find some difficulties, there may be some, it may be an indication that we're trying to do the right thing in the wrong way, or for the wrong reason, or something like that. So I'll stop there. I'm sure there aren't any questions, so. Or maybe there are. Any questions or comments? Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.